Item number 34 from Corporation Counsel, submitting an informational monthly report providing an update on the status of pending litigation. This item was also considered by the Committee on Judiciary, Safety, and General Services on July 17, 2014. That committee took no action. The item is informational only and thus otherwise directed by the committee.
Mr. Chairman, I think I can be brief. We'll see. With respect to the pension multiplier case, the Stoker case, which is listed under number 4, and the Medicare Part B reimbursement case, the FNIP and attorney's case under number 3, the Supreme Court has taken both of those cases, and they have we're doing briefing on the Stoker case right now. They've set oral argument in those cases for October 1st at 9:30 at the Capitol. So if you want to go watch that, you're certainly welcome. No certainty about when we'll receive a decision thereafter, except it likely will not be until sometime in 2015. I think I would just jump to two new cases that I added, 18 and 19. Number 18 we talked about earlier. It's the new case related to the patient death at BHD. As I said, we're retaining outside counsel to represent the county defendants in that case. And I just would add to what Mr. Bargan said before, the Weidhirschbeck-Dudek firm has handled for Milwaukee County through the mutual almost every in-custody substantial claim related to the Sheriff's Department. So anything in the jail or anything related to an arrest, they've handled almost all of those over the years. We've handled a couple in our office, but most of them they've handled, and they've handled fairly successfully all the way along. And so they've got good experience not only in this area of the law, but with Milwaukee County. Emil Banks and Associates has done work for the Mutual. They've done some personal injury work. They've done some other kinds of work for the county through the Mutual. And just as a personal affirmation, I've known Emil Banks and Charlie Bull from Weidhirschbeck for 30 years and know them to be very good lawyers. Number 19 is the new lawsuit, which is also in the news, Tanya Waker versus the, can't remember how to pronounce his last name, Keyless, I think is how it's pronounced, and the Sheriff's Department. This relates to a motor vehicle accident where the deputy sheriff struck Ms. Waker's vehicle. But the primary focus of this federal court lawsuit, the focus of the federal court lawsuit is what happened after the motor vehicle accident. It's not the accident itself. It's a federal civil rights claim and some state abuse of process malicious arrest claims, essentially alleging that the arrest and prosecution or the activity following the arrest was done with intent to cover up the deputy's negligence in the motor vehicle accident, that it was done because of policies of secrecy and protection between law enforcement officers, those types of allegations, if you will. And so that case was just filed. This case is covered by the Mutual because it arises out of the Sheriff's Office, and this case, too, is being handled by Weidhirschbeck-Dudek through the Mutual. We expect to fairly vigorously defend that case. Other than that, the only other thing that you may have questions about is the John Doe. The actual lawsuit is done, but we are continuing the review of the records, and Mr. Bargan can comment on that or answer any questions.
The reviewers are hard at work. They have been working on it full time since June 30th. We expect the first release of materials to come about August 1st, and it's hard to say just how long the review will take, but I'm still anticipating it'll be about a 3-month process altogether, so about July, August, and September.
Are all the documents going to be released in just one dump, or is there?
No, we'll do it in batches as we get them. So the
first. How is that being determined? How are the batches being determined?
We started with at least the easiest ones to kind of get into, which are network documents. So, in other words, Word documents, WordPerfect documents, spreadsheets, PDFs, things like that, essentially attachments to emails and other documents that people had on their network and desktops. And those are, the review of those are basically complete, and the reviewers are moving on to emails, and so I would anticipate that the first release that will be early August sometime, will have the network documents and some emails from the county computers.
So is there something that would be ready to be released? Are you saying you're reviewing the emails that were a part of those attachments? Or
I'm probably a little confusing. Network documents would include some attachments from emails and then also documents that people had been working on their computers. So if you created a letter or something to send out, that would be a network document.
But if some are ready to be released, like, is there some reason why you don't release some, like, every week or every 2 weeks, as opposed to, what are we waiting for?
It just takes that long to get things ready to process. So there's a gearing up time, as we all got familiar with the data, myself included, and the reviewers, and so this. The subsequent releases may be a little more frequent, but this is a good, now we have a good solid batch of data to release. So I'm not saying it'll be a month between releases, but this is a good first step. So.
And is the Joe Rice case officially over?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
That's not on the report. I know we've seen things, but so are any open records cases still pending?
No, I don't believe so.
Mr. Rice withdrew his...
We got that dismissed, and he didn't appeal.
Yeah.
Okay. So,
no, he did not appeal.
So presumably, despite the media hype that surrounded some events, then at least the judicial system has found that we did nothing wrong.
Yes.
Okay.
With the taxpayers paid.
I guess I missed that in the Journal Sentinel, but maybe that'll be today's headline. Okay.
Don't hold your breath.
Yeah. Okay.
I think Supervisor Johnson.
Supervisor Johnson?
Yeah, I had a question. It's my recollection from the Judiciary Committee that these reviewers of the John Doe documents are outside attorneys.
That's correct, Supervisor.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Anything else on litigation? Okay. And we can go to item 35. We have 35 and 36 left.
I thought
Jay might begin. You can do 36 first.
Okay.
Sure. 36.